Oh, Mitch did his darndest to stop it, as you can well imagine, but it was no go. They're to get an eyewitness account of the takeoff for World Syndication.
But I thought
no,
that...
No, I know, so did we, but there it is. Winchell waived the rule and allowed them to come. None of them has even been in space before.
How did they take it?
Oh, not too well at first, but they were okay one day out. They've been a bit too lively since. You'll have to appoint somebody to look after them and keep them out of our way.
Well, I'll do what I can, Jet. Anything else?
No, not...
What the... Emergency! Action stations, close all airtight doors. Come on, hurry up!
Doc, for goodness sake, what's happened?
What is it, Lemmy?
Doc, hello?
Hello? Me. I don't think there's anything wrong in here. How about it, Chappy?
Airtight doors closed, okay. Vents, too.
Operator, get me engineering section.
Yes, sir. Hello. Hello. Control here. Hello. Landing control calling. Have Dr. Matthews here.
Hello. Landing control. Put Dr. Matthews on, please.
Hello, engineering. What happened?
I'm not sure yet. Seems there was an explosion in the living quarters. Air pressure went down to zero immediately. You better get over here, Doctor.
Is it safe for me to leave this block? I've no space suit.
I'll find out the extent of the damage and let you know.
Okay, and make it quick.
Yes, sir.
Is it bad, Doc?
Living quarters. Either an airlock broke down or one of the walls collapsed or something.
Blimey.
Anyhow, until we hear from engineering, nobody is to leave this room. Is that clear?
Yes, sir. Hey, Doc. What about the men in living quarters?
Heaven knows. If the worst has happened, there's nothing we can do for them.